Okay, well, this is another blessed Thanksgiving Day. Every day we're thankful, obviously. But I wanted to cut this little message today at Thanksgiving for all the new lifers across our network and here in Montana, our different home churches and families. Cece and I were talking this morning, and she was saying, boy, you know, it's hard not to get overly depressed when you look at the love of the world that has been sown into the hearts of God's people, specifically the Christian church, and which the scripture calls idolatry, but very few people even know what that means. So I'm just saying, you know, the worldliness and sensuality and living just for pleasure and living out of fear, living for the fear of not being able to get what you need, what you want, needing your life to be somewhat exciting so you can feel good about it, whatever. But not being, for Christians, for true believers, not experiencing peace and righteousness and joy every day because you just love Jesus and you have an abundance of his spirit. You bear witness to his presence in your life each day. Therefore, are you thankful? You're continually thankful. And I turned to Proverbs chapter 1 because I know everybody who is really trying to walk with Jesus experiences a lot of the same things. And we do get disheartened, at the very least, when we look into some of the families, some of the people that are very close to us, some of our own family members that are just outside of the love of God and trying to just make a way in this world on their own. It is disheartening when we see that. But as light triumphs over darkness, as good triumphs over evil, in every instance, all from Genesis to Revelation, I think it's good that maybe at least on a weekly basis, you should read Proverbs 1, chapter 1, 1 through 9. And basically, I'll just kind of go through it. The Proverbs of Solomon, just so you know, are for a specific reason. And it tells you in verse 1, it says, the Proverbs of Solomon, the king of David, of Israel, are to know wisdom and instruction, to receive words of understanding, to perceive words of understanding, to receive instruction and wisdom and justice and judgment, to know judgment, righteous judgment, and what's fair, equity. The Proverbs all contain within them the spirit of wisdom and understanding, instruction, justice, judgment, and fairness, equity, to give simplicity to the simple, but also to the very highly intelligent and confused individual who's living, trying to live life out of all of his knowledge and intelligence and what he's learned and been taught, and not connected to the spirit of his own conscience and heart, wherein are the issues of life. And that's where the issues of life come from. And that's, in fact, what Jesus speaks to, is our conscience deep within, not our mind. And so, and it goes on, a man that has wisdom will hear from the Spirit and will increase his perception and increase his full discerning of God. That's why it says he'll actually gravitate toward people of understanding. And you will begin to understand the Proverbs. You will begin to understand the dark sayings, which are not dark, just hidden sayings of the Bible, of the Word of God, of Solomon. The wisest, God said, you'll be the wisest man that ever was and that ever will be on the earth. I'm giving you that spirit. And so we do good to take heed to the words of Solomon in Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. So then 7, 8, 9 says, for the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And that word knowledge means, get this, to fully discern God, to fully discern the Spirit of God. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of being able to fully discern the Spirit of God. So he goes on to say, my son, and this is a scripture that has meant a lot to me throughout my life. When I was very young in the Lord, maybe within the first week, I read this and I knew exactly what it was. My son, hear the instruction of your father and the law of your mother. And when I read that, I knew exactly what that was. My father's message to me as an amateur athlete and as a professional athlete, my father's message to me is, son, live like a priest. Live like a priest. Live a disciplined, restraining life to the things of the world, and you will excel. I knew exactly what the instruction of my father was. And then I went down to the law of my mother. There was only one law my mother ever gave us. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Don't lie. Don't deceive. Don't withhold. Just tell the truth. Let the truth stand on its own. This is not a religious woman either. This is not a woman that cut her teeth in church. She cut her teeth flying for the United States Army Air Corps as a B-25 command pilot in the Aleutian chain during World War II. And, you know, she had a lot of wisdom. But that was her message to my brother and I. Tell the truth. Don't deceive. Don't lie. Don't withhold. Then it goes on, and listen to this, and this is your encouragement for the day. Living a disciplined, restrained life and walking in the truth, there are two ornaments. The ornament of grace to your head, which talks about a covering over your head. The instruction of the Father covers your head, which is your mind and the ability to think right, and chains about your neck. And the original says gold chains around your neck. That's what walking in and telling the truth does for you. It's gold. Jesus said, buy from me gold tried in the fire that you might be rich. That's what he's talking about. And the chains of gold are the restrainment of truth to your life and to all that you communicate to. So God bless you. That's your little blessing for today. And you can chew on this for a while and be thankful. God bless you.